Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Welcoming you to the second hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And Nathan Miller is here today.
Yes, it is me here today.
It is Nathan. However, I've been calling him Gary all day, so we got the buzzer going again. But that was it's Nathan's fault, because when we started the show this morning, he played a little woohoo clip that was Gary's voice. And he put it in my head, and with the stressful week I've had, and my back's out and all of that, and I got a lot of homeopathics and stuff going on, it's like, okay, he's just Gary now. So anyway, we'll see what happens. But I'm catching myself as soon as I do it. If I had a button, I could buzz myself. Anyway.
You can play like your little, you know, like the air horn. What do you call that for the dogs? Oh, the attention getter?
Yeah, the screecher.
Yes.
I could screech myself. Oh, that would not be pleasant for people at home if I did that, but maybe the penny can would work. Anyway, it's really fun when we're doing these dancing. Nathan gets the lasers going on the TV screen. It takes up the whole screen that I'm seeing, and he puts his reindeer ears on, and he was howling along with the dogs and stuff, and so that got my Robbie going, and so my Robbie was jingle catting along with us. And having a good old time. So anyway, we have lots of fun with this music and stuff at the top of the hour and dancing around. And I'm a dance in your chair gal today because I got my back belt on, so I'm comfortable sitting through the show. And it is hard to believe, but the first Sunday of December, and I don't know about you, but I've gotten kicked into the holiday spirit. I somehow... The Christmas tree lights in my neighborhood and coming home after dark, it's so early now, are spectacular this year. Everybody has really gone above and beyond, and everybody's kind of upped the ante on their displays. So some of my favorite little neighborhoods and favorite little places, they're even better this year. So I'm having a blast, and I'm looking forward to, I don't know, do you all go out? Nathan, do you go out and go look at Christmas lights and stuff in the season? Do you drive around and do that?
That used to be a really big tradition of mine as I was a kid. Just a quick story before we head over to our guest, if that's okay.
Yeah,
so
sure.
There is this neighborhood that would always be really decorated in Christmas lights. And every time on our way home from church, because it was on the way, we would drive through and look at all the Christmas lights and how beautifully decorated they were. And every once in a while, there is a Santa Claus that would come outside and hand out candy canes to cars just driving through and looking at the Christmas lights. And I don't know what started it. Maybe it's just how I pronounced it as a kid, but going through, we would always go see the DDD dites. That's what we called the Christmas lights. The DDD dites.
Oh, well, okay.
So we would always go back from church and go through the Christmas village and look at all the DDD dites and see Santa Claus.
Well, you know, I don't know for sure, but I think that kind of tradition, I think that started in Seattle when I was a kid. And the first neighborhood, now I could be wrong that this is the first neighborhood because it probably started all over the place. But anyway, in my mind, it started in my neck of the woods in Seattle. And the first neighborhood to do that was Candy Cane Lane. Now, candy, those of you that live in Seattle, if you're around, especially if you're around the Ravenna area, if you've been there anywhere, you've been paying attention, you'll know about Candy Cane Lane because it's kind of a circular road street that goes around, starts at one side on the road, drives around, you come out on the same road a little farther up or down, and all the houses are decorated. They all have the special candy canes. You know, over the years, they added, like you said, the Santa Claus that would be live and all of that. Well, nowadays, it used to be we could just drive to Candy Cane Lane and cruise through and enjoy it and be done. Well, nowadays, you have to plan. If you live in that neighborhood, forget it. I think you just can't ever go anywhere during Christmas for a while. But you have to line up. There's a line forever, and it takes a really, really long time to be able to go through Candy Cane Lane now in the evenings. But boy, it was a tradition for us. Now, I have to say the reason I brought it up, Nathan, is because I'm looking forward to it. I've started a little tradition out here in the country. And that's I make up a herbal tea and I get myself a herbal tea and me and Robbie go drive around and look at Christmas lights. And of course, Robbie gets all excited and thinks it's great. Now, I have no idea if he appreciates the light or not, but he acts like he does. And so Robbie and I have a really good time going Christmas tree or Christmas light looking. So,
and another thing I really looked forward to was there was this house that had this animated Christmas light bell. And I always pronounced it as gall, so I was really happy whenever I got to see the gall.
Yeah. Do y'all have your favorite places and your favorite lights in your neighborhood? And if you go and they aren't on yet, is it really like, oh, where are my favorite lights? I've got my favorite light display. He's real traditional. And he doesn't even think about putting the lights out until after Thanksgiving. And rarely does he have them up through that weekend. He usually lights them on the Monday after the Thanksgiving weekend. And so I was like, well, I hope he's not. I hope he's going to do it. And sure enough, on Monday, they were up. So we'll all appreciate our regular lights. Okay, well, no more chatting and keeping us on a tangent, because I know we've got important stuff to do, and that's talk about Help Animals India and all the great stuff going on there. And as always, Chief Cook and Bottle Watcher joining us live, that would be Eileen Ryan Weintraub. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World, and happy holidays and jingle cats and dogs and stuff.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I would have liked to have heard some. You had the cats and dogs, maybe a bird or something also in that song would have been nice too.
Well, you know, I had the guy that created the Jingle Cats. His name is Mike Spalla, and it started decades ago. And Animal World at the time was on the air in California, and that's where he was from. And so he knew about the show, and he sent me all the CDs to start with.
So but you were involved way back.
Yeah, so we started from the beginning.
You know,
he gave
I've
us
been
the
back from India and Nepal now enough to feel more settled. It's taken all this time, actually.
All right. But anyway, I'm sorry that there aren't birds and stuff, but he actually, you know, he used his own dog and cat's barks and meows, and he recorded. Anyway, he made them all himself, and they're real cats and dogs and all of that, but he didn't do any birds or anything. So I think it was enough work to just get the dogs and cats in there, but
that's a lot
you're right.
Of work.
So anyway, you are back and settled now from your extended trip to India and Nepal, and
yeah,
we kind of got to hear a lot of the details last month, but you feel like you're back and grounded and all that.
Well,
now, huh?
it took all this time to, you know,
wow,
not wake up in the morning like, where am I? Because I traveled so much.
Okay, so now, and you're down in the Seattle area. How did you fare through the snowstorm and all of that this week?
Oh, we're okay. We had a couple of just minor power outages. We were pretty lucky. A lot of other people were without power and for much longer time.
Yeah, I'd be one of those. I had to take my turn at a long extended power outage this time.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and it's cold. It's amazing when it's below freezing in the 20s outside how cold 45 or 50 degrees can feel in the house. It's really cold.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you didn't have any power outages and that sort of thing and got through it okay.
Well, I'm
so
aware
what's going
of,
on
you know,
with Help Animals India?
To emails right away or you know, all the work I do online before the, you know, if the power is going to go out. So
right.
Getting
yeah,
right.
I was without
the same situation. Yeah.
Well, but this time, usually when my power goes out, I have Wi-Fi, but I didn't even have Wi-Fi this time. So I was completely incommunicado.
Oh,
but anyway, so what's going on with Help Animals India? Where do we start this month?
You know, it's the year end, so it's a lot of big push for year end fundraising. Mm. And lots going on. The big news, I have two big stories. Is one is that we are getting a fifth elephant.
Oh.
So that's and she is blind in one eye and has arthritis, and she's lived, you know, for decades just in one place on concrete floors. So when we get her, then they introduce her to the four other lady elephants. And that's really a wonderful time to get the. And this elephant is actually being given up by the owner, so it's not a big court battle like it is.
Oh, that's good. So the owner is voluntarily letting this elephant go to rescue and sanctuary.
Yeah, why not? I mean, someone else is going to feed her and take care of her and.
Well, that's wonderful, though, that's happening. Now
yeah.
I'm wondering, Eileen, do when you rescue, you know, a female elephant, and in the wild, the females stay together.
Mm.
in the wild. But do you find that if you rescue a female like this, is it kind of a given that they'll just bond into the group and everybody will get along? Or
well,
do you ever rescue somebody that doesn't get along?
That's why you'll see the photos of the three with intertwined trunks.
Uh-huh.
And generally, but they are the four that are there. They do have their favorites. Like two have bonded together more. One is a little more aloof, and so you know, different scenarios go on. But they have so much space now that they can, you know, play out what they want to do more. And I was, you know, right there as you saw in the YouTube video.
Yeah,
and was able to watch them. So our main contact in India, she just did a tour of the different states in India to give reports on the various situations for elephants. And you know, it's not good in many of the other places. The babies are still being caught and trafficked to even other countries.
Really, so, that's still going on. They capture baby elephants and take them away from their families?
Sorry?
They capture baby elephants and take them away from their families and send them off to other... Wow.
Yeah.
I kind of had hoped that they didn't do that anymore, but it's still going on, huh?
Well, how many illegal activities still go on?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. You're right.
Stop everything. So she did a tour and, you know, just working with the government as much as they can. And so at least, you know, if we can, everyone wants to rescue the few that we can, but, you know, to improve conditions for all the elephants in India.
The work you're doing is so, so important and so appreciated. Because especially, you know, I mean, there's lots of illegal stuff that goes on, and there's always wild animal trafficking and all of that. But, you know, it's especially hard to hear about when it involves elephants and taking elephant babies away, because, you know, in the elephant world, the family, they stay together for their lifetimes. And they can live, you know, like human length lifetimes in years. And they are very intelligent, very emotional beings. And as Eileen's described, they have personalities just like people do and all of that. But they're also very bonded to their family and to their babies and would grow up together. And separating them, you know, ripping those babies away and selling them to other countries and stuff, I mean, that's devastating for these elephants as individuals and their emotional well-being and hearts. So anyway, I certainly commend you and everyone in India that's helping to sanctuary these elephants and make life better for them.
Well, like a lot of other wildlife, you know, habitat loss is one of the biggest problems. So they just don't have the areas to roam that they had. So that's what one of the groups that we help is specifically for wildlife. So I saw all sorts of wildlife visiting there. And, you know, sort of like our shelter here, Paws, up in Linwood. So they rescue all types of animals.
They have a wildlife. That's excellent. Now, I'm looking at the clock. We need to take care of our advertisers here. So we'll take a timeout in our discussion with Eileen right now, take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and see if there's anything more about elephants and so forth we need to hear about, or what's the next thing on the list for Help Animals India. And by the way, if you'd like to check out, if this is the first time you're learning about Help Animals India, get online, helpanimalsindia.org. Fabulous website. Eileen just does a fantastic job. So check it out, helpanimalsindia.org, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? love, or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're excited to tell you about the changes for 2022. Conscious Talk will now be broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll share Conscious Minutes Tuesday and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. on KKNW and on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Fridays.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is moving to Fridays, and listen for our Conscious Minutes on KKNW and AM 880 Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
The chipmunks do, or the jiggle cats do the chipmunks. And Alvin. I love it. All righty, everybody. I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's the first Sunday of the month, so it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And helping our animal friends, I mean, as much or probably more than anybody else, would be Eileen and Help Animals India. So welcome back, Eileen. And what else are we going to talk about today?
Well, I have two stories about dogs.
Yeah.
And, some of the topics are a little different, a little hard to hear, but they have positive
Well, we need to do that sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Well, first is India has a, in the northeast states of India, the places we don't hear about so much, it's very close to China. And so those people are more Asian-looking.
Oh.
And there is a habit that goes way back for hundreds of years, and it's called eating dogs.
Uh-oh.
So that is actually illegal in India.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yes.
But it was a tradition in that part of the country for a long time, huh?
Yeah, because it is in China, as you know. I'm sure you've heard about all that. That the activist groups work against. You know, because I had been to China many times years ago, and the tradition was eating anything that walks on four legs. People were really starving, hungry, and that's what they did. So the tradition of having pets, you know, that didn't come along right away. So all these community dogs in India, so our group up there, they rescued, with the help of the police, because it is illegal, 27 dogs that were going to be traded, and you don't want to see the pictures of how they tie them up and things like that.
Yeah.
So the police busted this operation.
Ooh.
But where are the dogs going to go? So they go to our the shelter that we are funding, and they're being treated right now, and they're going to be up for a spayed and neutered, and they'll be up for adoption. So people, you know, really, really want to help at that point, you know, because these are special dogs.
Okay. No, you know, the majority of dogs in India are street dogs and community dogs and run loose. But so I was also surprised to when you hear you say, well, and these dogs that have been rescued from, you know, the meat industry will be up for adoption. Do they adopt dogs and have them pets like us, or do they adopt them and part of the community group?
And there's actually a movement in India among the younger people for what they call indie dogs. And basically it means mixed breeds, and to be proud of them and to promote them. And then every year they have the Indian Dog Show. And, you know, these are fantastic dogs. They're smarter than the breed dogs. And they are a handful, though, you know, just because they are so smart and, you know, and active. So, yes, definitely they do get adopted. It's just, you know, there's a lot of cultural stigma for many years. They were seen as less desirable. They wanted the dogs from the West, you know, the Pomeranians and the German Shepherds and the Golden Retrievers. You know, those were seen as more status symbols. But now there's a whole movement to adopt an indie dog. So, but these dogs, while it is true that most of the dogs that are rescued do go back on the street, but they are taken care of the street.
Right.
They're not totally abandoned. They're not feral.
Excellent.
So we're funding that so they can have a happy ending.
Oh, how wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. I know I've only met a handful of dogs coming out of India. But as a behavior therapist and trainer, I do often, you know, I see lots of rescues and so forth. And I do sometimes see dogs that have been imported and actually confiscated from the meat industry, usually from Korea.
Right, and those could even
be... I'm seeing, you know. And
all sorts of dogs. But, you know, sometimes on the street, I will see a dog, and I call it a native dog, and I can almost tell right away, and I'll say, where's that dog from? They might be from Mexico, or from the islands, and, you know, they all have that same kind of look, you know, short hair.
Yep.
And
Yeah, and I found that too, because I've seen a lot of dogs out of Thailand and a lot out of Asia and rescue, and a lot of them are wild lines and all of that. But it's quite interesting when, you know, I see these, call them kind of generic dogs. But it doesn't necessarily matter what part of the world they come from. You're right. There's a similarity in their physical structure and look. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably because, I mean, the geneticists would explain it as that, you know, when you start breeding all kinds of different dogs together and you eventually get a generic dog. And that's kind of what seems to happen within a lot of countries.
But,
so it's interesting.
Mostly our goal and funding goes towards the spay, neuter, and rabies vaccinations for the street dogs.
Wonderful. But it sounds like you're making a real dent there. You're getting a lot more spay and neuters being done, and you're getting vaccines out there. And are they making a dent in curbing the rabies, the common rabies being around?
Definitely. And a lot of cities say, you know, they're proud that they're rabies free.
Wonderful.
And, you know, so many groups working over so many years. And, you know, some of the cities get the government's support because killing the dogs is illegal, the street dogs. But, you know, in some states, it varies according to where in India. Sometimes it goes on. Not everyone likes dogs running around their neighborhood. So, and also we have projects to do a trap-neuter release for cats, too, because when the some areas in India, like where I was, I didn't see any cats because there's so many dogs. But then when the dog population goes down, then we have the stray cats. So people want to help the cats, so they're bringing them in for spay-neuter also. And then they take them back to live as community cats.
Well, this is just reminding me of one of the reasons I just really love the work that you do with Help Animals India is because it's not like you have just one facility in India that you help or just one kind of animal. You have just structured this so brilliantly that you support all kinds of different animals in India. You know, we just talked about all about the elephants and the rescuing that you support, and then these other agencies that are dealing with the dogs and the cats. And then there's other kinds of animals, but it's just fascinating always to hear what you guys are helping with. But I really appreciate that when we donate to Help Animals India, we are helping all kinds of different animals.
Thank you. And the monkeys too.
Yeah, monkeys. Monkeys are animals. So anything going on with monkeys these days?
Oh, they're always getting into trouble.
Well, so, talk about smart.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, when they get into the urban areas and, you know, run through your house, something like
that.
Do
they tell me this? Because I don't remember if we've talked about this before or not, but do they have monkey rescues or sanctuaries in India?
There was one that was dedicated specifically for monkeys, but basically most of the groups we help will treat them. And then release them. Now, if they can't be released, that can be a sad situation because I've seen some shelters that, you know, just keep them in a small cage, you know, until you can build a bigger area. So the one shelter that we support specifically for wildlife, they have large areas for the monkeys. So then now the main, you know, especially if they rescue the babies, if the mothers are killed or things like that, then they are rescued but not human handled as much as possible so that they can be returned to the wild and not be dependent on humans. And then they'll very carefully introduce them to other troops, and hopefully they'll be accepted and can live that way with them.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, anything else we need to chat about here?
Well, the other dog story.
You had another dog story.
For me, basically, a lot of the street dogs, sometimes they have problems where they get hit by cars or they become paralyzed on their rear legs. Maybe you've seen the carts for dogs.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So one of the shelters that we help is not really a shelter. It's more of a clinic, and they don't keep dogs. That they don't have any place to keep dogs for life. And so there was one dog there, and sometimes massage will cure the back legs, but, you know, sometimes it's a hopeless case. So there was one dog there that, unfortunately, they were saying they would put down. But the dog's name was Cookie. And I said, oh, no, my first pet was named Cookie.
Uh-oh.
So they said in honor of that. So we just transported the dog about a couple hundred miles to another shelter where Cookie can live, you know, for the rest of his life. And be with other dogs like that and be taken care of. So one small victory.
All right. Yeah, I mean, when you talk about, you know, the paralyzed dogs and such, you know, we talk a lot about that on the second Sunday of the month here because Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. And the neuroenergetic balancing he does, either in person on the animal specifically or remotely, he helps them walk again. Many of these paralyzed dogs recover. So wouldn't it be wonderful we get to the day that people in India know how to do this neuroenergetic balancing?
Well, he should come to India. Now,
wouldn't that
be
nice?
Some of them do, you know, they have the baths and do the massage. And then, you know, if you get a cart, that's very labor-intensive. It almost, like, the dog needs an attendant.
Right, because, right.
You know, the cart will go into a wall, and the cart has to be measured specifically. And So unfortunately, that one group that, you know, they just help masses of hundreds and hundreds of dogs every month, and there's no place to keep the ones that can't be put back on the street. So,
Well, it's a good thing that you're there and Help Animals India, and that you can be spreading the help around to all the different rescues and organizations that need help over there, and all the different kinds of animals. So I think it's real important that we step up and help you do what you're doing. So please share with us before we wrap up here how people can follow and learn what's going on with Help Animals India, and then how they can support you.
Well, we do this every month, and I must say that I do an email, and the email is once every other month. I'm astounded that other groups send emails like three times a week.
You're very good about what you send. It's always something
one,
important.
Next week, because it's 2 months, and so just go to helpanimalsindia.org and add your email. That's it. And, of course, we never share the email. Now, the dollar is very strong now. It's twice as strong as when I started.
Wow.
So you can spay, neuter a dog or a cat in India for only $15. And a veterinary salary is only $800 a month. So, you know, your dollar will go any donation goes very far there.
Wonderful.
And it's so much appreciated, because I know the need is great here as well.
Wonderful. And I may not be remembering correctly, Eileen, but I think, you know, when we started doing these interviews about Help Animals India, it's been a while now, but I think I remember you telling me that at that time that you were able to pay a veterinarian like $500 a month.
Well, yeah.
So it sounds like things
more now.
Inflation, things are going up everywhere. But
yeah, even though the dollar is stronger.
Right.
We want to pay a good salary, you know, for India.
Yeah.
We want people to be happy to work there. It's a rough
Wonderful.
Job. I mean, there's one shelter, the one place I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have the dog catches. They only get paid $100 a month, you know.
Wow.
These are young guys.
And that's a full-time salary, like $100 bucks? Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you've heard of places where people live on $2 a day, and, you know, these are the kind of places. Anyhow, they work hard, and, you know, they're talented in catching the dogs, and, you know, I saw all these places for myself, and... You know, people say they want to go and volunteer, and the conditions are really rough. And, you know, you have to keep healthy and stay strong. And so it's really not so much. I mean, of course, the animals need tender, loving care also. But in terms of the actual hands-on work, you know, we need to pay the people to do
Absolutely.
That. Volunteers
Absolutely.
Can only do so much.
Absolutely. Well, I'd certainly appreciate all the work that you're doing, and I hope that listeners step up and start contributing to the cause. I know that I send a regular monthly donation, and I always feel real good when, you know, my email comes and says I donated.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you.
It just feels wonderful, you know, to be helping all those different animals, and to know that you're so responsible with the money and make sure it goes to the right places and to the animals that are really in need. You just do.
It's a big responsibility, and my heart and soul are there to make sure that it does.
Yeah, and I trust you completely, and it's wonderful. So, folks, step up and go to helpanimalsindia.org. And if you can do a regular monthly donation, it's certainly easy to set up. If I can do it, anybody can. And even if it's only $5, every little bit helps, and the money goes much farther in India. So let's all get on board and help Eileen continue to do the wonderful work that she is for the elephants and the dogs and the cats and even the monkeys. So, Eileen, keep up the great work. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season, that your power
Thank
stays
you.
On, you stay warm and dry, all that good stuff. And
okay,
I guess, like,
stay healthy. Okay.
Yeah, I said to Marilyn last hour, you know, I guess I'll talk to you again next year.
Oh, I know. It's hard to believe. I think next year will be better.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to hold you to that, Eileen.
Okay.
All right, a better year next year. Thank you for all the work that you do. It's helpanimalsindia.org, everyone, and
okay,
we'll talk to you.
Lots of love to everybody. Thank you so much.
God bless. Happy holidays.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty, Nathan. Hey, how about that? Let's take care of advertisers. And then we'll come back and we've got current events to do. And then I got to fill you in on all the hummingbird stuff. And the other big thing I had to do this week that if you've got a catio or a cat run, you need to hear the story I got to tell you. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. I'm going to be talking about Christmas trees. Perfect timing. Oh, Tannenbaum. I think that means oh, Christmas tree. Oh, I just love those jingle cats and jingle dogs. Hey, everybody, Martha Norwalk. We are winding down the second hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World. And gosh, during this hour, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we will hear from them in person. 11:30 today, Sita will join us about on fill us in on all the great holiday events and everything going on up at Ananda this month. And of course, we heard for our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Dr. Nels Rasmussen was in that bunch, and you can find him at HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. Click on the contact link if you'd like a free phone evaluation. And, of course, he'll be in the studio next week, so mark your calendars for that. And our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available for in-person or remote treatments. And I have to tell you, thank you, Jude. If it wasn't for Jude, I might not be doing the show today. Because my back was the worst it's ever been with the stress of this week. And I'm sitting here doing the show, and I'm feeling really comfortable. And it's thanks to her and all the remote work she's doing with me. So don't ever think the remote work doesn't work. It works really, really well. Check it out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. All righty. Before we hit up the Jingle Cats for current events again. Nathan, we didn't talk about the weather today.
No, you're right. And it's been a big conversation over the past week, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's real. It's cloudy up here. I know it's cloudy down there. But when you show me the picture of what it looks like outside the studio, all your white is gone down there. I don't see any white on the roofs and no white on the trees or anything. And all the roads look clear. So it looks like you're pretty clear and dry down there.
Yeah, you're right. I'm looking over and I'm not really seeing anything white on top of roofs or anything like that. I believe over to the east where we get a little bit higher elevation, you know, in those hills, that's when we start to see some more snow-capped houses and buildings.
Well, you can come a little northeast, come out to my neighborhood, and it's white everywhere, except
that's how it
roads.
Is in my neighborhood, too.
Well, and there was enough snow that if you go to, you know, like the big grocery store parking lots and stuff, there are haystacks of snow plowed up. You know, I mean, we got a lot of snow, and it kept melting off and then getting replaced. So I still have, I don't know, 4 to 6 inches of snow on the ground, and it's frozen snow now with ice. Mm-hmm. But I am still, it was 29 when I started the show. I haven't looked at the temperature, but I know it's still well below freezing because there is not a drip coming from the icicles or anything. Nothing's dripping. It's still really frozen. And then, Nathan, I just looked at my phone. I've got snowflakes starting at noon up here. And my phone says it's snowing here this afternoon. What the heck is up with that?
I just see rain for me.
Okay.
I guess just because you're a little bit more inland and towards those foothills.
Towards the mountains.
Yeah.
But I think hopefully this is the end of it for a little while. What's going on for the next few days?
As far as like snow accumulating, it is the end. I mean, I said that last week. It's like, oh, we're not going to get much accumulation. And then look what happened.
Right.
It's tough being the weatherman in Seattle. Anyway, everything I'm seeing right now, it's just going to be a mix of rain and snow and very little accumulation of snow at most. So
okay. All
just
right,
kind of so scattered showers with some snow mixed in to the rain throughout the week.
All right. Then before we get to the stuff I want to talk about, you know, the Hummers and the cat run stuff I learned, let's do current events. Okie dokie on the current event schedule. Now, we still got Linda Rasmussen. She's our best practitioner and energy codes gal, and she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, or just turn on the show next Sunday, because she and Brother Nils will be in the studio, and together they do free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And she'll do a free session for you. You can see her in her office at the Interspace facility, Old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. All you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. You can be aware also of Natasha Venter, our great medium communicator and personal awareness coach. And she has regular classes available that she can schedule customly for you. She also is available for private readings, and you can reach her at angelicclarifications.com or give her a call at 360-770-7486. Alrighty, Christmas trees. I told you to talk about that. Live and wild holiday trees for salmon are now available. The big kickoff event was yesterday up at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park in South Everett. And they are open now through December 23rd. And you can go starting at 10 a.m. to like 3 p.m., and they have a variety of trees available for you, and they're like 4 to 6 feet, and you know, cedars and spruce, and it's just great. And what you can do is you can go up there. You can also shop for crafts and stuff at their nature store, but you pick up your live tree. And then after Christmas, if you don't want to plant it in your own property, you bring it back to Northwest Stream Center, and then they plant it along the salmon trees. So check them out. Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park. And the website is streamkeeper.org. Streamkeeper.org. And golly, Tuxes and Tails for Seattle Humane for 2023. You can mark your calendars, will be May 13th. And I think that might be it. And then, of course, Santa Paws photos to benefit Meow Cat Rescue, happening today at Mud Lake, at Overlake Mud Bay. Combined those things. Overlake Mud Bay store, noon to 3 p.m. today. Then next Saturday, December 10th, Uptown Mud Bay. Sunday the 11th, Redmond Mud Bay. Sunday the 17th, Greenwood Mud Bay. And Sunday the 18th, Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. All events from noon to 3 p.m. And well-behaved dogs and kitties or critters, as long as they are contained or leashed, are welcome. Alrighty, and then I told you next week is Best and Neuroenergetic Balancing Sunday with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. So that catches up with all of that. Okay, so this week with the snow and all the freezing temperatures and all of that, I was back on, you know, hummingbird feeder duty and trying to keep things unthawed. But with my cat run, and what I want to mention, if you've got a cat run, you know, I have a big, I call it the Paws Mahal, and it's huge. It's 20 by 22 feet and a big, huge catio. My cats go out a cat door in the wall of the house and through a breezeway over to the cat run. And it's wired with 1x2 wire. So they, you know, little mice and shrew can get through, but birds rarely, if ever, come in. Well, what I realized, the first part of all the snow came down on Monday and covered everything. Well, you know, there's a big songbird population here, and they need to get down to the ground to, you know, kick around the leaves and find any bugs or seeds and stuff that's in the ground. Well, they can't do that when there's 6 inches of snow. And so what all the little songbirds, the juncos and the little sparrows, started doing was scooching through the wire into my cat run. And so I looked out the cat run. This was before I left on Monday. I looked out, and there's Sophie, Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks, sitting in the middle of the cat run watching these birds all around her getting ready to start doing da bird with real birds. So I called her back in and shut the cat run. So what I had to do this week was close down my cat run during the daylight hours because the birds, there were just too many birds in the cat run, and I didn't want my cats out there eating them or catching them. So pay attention, because if you've got that 1x2 wire that a lot of these cat runs are done, those little birds can scooch in there. And so you may have to do what I do and close your cat run door during the day so the kitties can't get out there. The other thing I've been fooling around with are the hummingbird feeders. And, you know, I've got one feeder. As long as you have a flat bottom feeder, you can use the hummingbird feeder heaters. They're now readily available on Amazon or anywhere you want to get them. It's like a red plastic cup that attaches to the flat bottom of the hummingbird feeder, has a little Christmas tree light in it. But your feeder has to be close enough to an outdoor outlet to plug in. Well, I've got one of those in the back, and I keep that heater on. And then I've got several other feeders around the house. And last year I discovered that I could put sweaters on the cylindrical glass part of the feeders, and I used my old leg warmers from the 1970s in jazzercise, and it really, really works. And the hummingbird nectar has to get colder to freeze than water, and so it doesn't even think about freezing until about 27 degrees. I found this last week, it got down to 23 at my place. Now, my feeders are right within a couple feet of the house and under the overhangs, and it might be a titch, you know, a degree or two warmer closer to the house. But I found that even at 23 degrees outside, my feeders, I brought them in at dark. I put them out before I went to bed again, and they stayed thawed all night and were good. I decided, though, I'm going, because I've got one more outdoor fixture in front. I ordered another heater this week, should be here any day. And then I'm going to put another heated one out front, and that might get through. But try I think I'm using wool or wool blend, you know, knitted leg warmers. You can use a tube sock, a arm of a sweater if you want to cut the ends off. But it makes great, that will keep the nectar from freezing even better. So those are what I'm learning and tips for you guys. And let's see, it is time to wind up and close out hour number one, fire up hour number two. Love Train is in the closet for the moment, and we'll be Christmas caroling with the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. And, you know, dancing's required, because this is our exercise portion, getting those juices flowing. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. I'm dancing in my chair today because my back needs to stay stable. And Robbie Golden is dancing along with me because it's too cold for him to be sitting outside. And Nathan's got reindeer's noses and ears on. We're having a great time. So everybody stay right where you are. I'm going to energize up our Christmas carols with the Jingle Cats to give us extra energy today and for the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and Dogs and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program coming up after the music. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.